Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, my man Max 611's mind's like a weapon. Big brother R, off the new bubbles in R. New York, we walk the walk and we talk the talk. Got some serious sports fans who bark from the heart. Sophisticated talk for your modern day fan. Your number one resource for your fantasy draft. The illest sports show, all you cats got to know. Already we the greatest, imitators got to go. We in the paint, come and join in the debate. We came to shake the state, so they hear us out of space. Where opinions are expressed with rugged intellect. Put it down to represent for the team you love the best. The Knicks, the Giants, the Yankees, the Mets, the Johnnies, the Orangemen, the Huskies, the Jets. And yes, the Islanders, the Devils, and Rangers. When the East is in the house, oh my God, danger.
We in the paint, come and join in the debate. We came to start the combo that'll keep you up to date. Yeah, we in the paint, got the game on smash. Put the whole sports world on blast. We in the paint, getting hot, cause we turning up a notch. On the streets with the realest sports talk. We in the paint, meet the ass in the field tonight. Keep it real, nothing sweet, nothing nice. We in the paint.
In the paint, the realest show in sports. Every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. The call-in number is 347-426-3634. Starring Mark Cunningham as Max 611 and Rodney Jones as Big Brother R.
Alrighty, here we go. It's Friday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's the realest talk in sports. That is us in the paint. We're here. You know, my name is Rodney Jones. I'm the host / moderator. And also joining me is the man that created In the Paint. That'd be a guy named Mr. Mark A. Cunningham, also known as Max611 on Twitter and also this show. Okay, what's going on, Mac?
What's up? I'm a.k.a. the Dream Shatterer and the King of Stats and Facts. And
Stats and Facts. Yep.
Did you peep that video I posted in our group of me playing ball? You know, I talk a lot of shit, but how'd I look?
Yeah, you was impressive. You was impressive. I
know.
Yeah.
Be real. Be real. Keep it real. Really showing sports. Be real.
Well, you played like a 40. How old are you again?
48, brother.
You play like a 48-year-old man. Impressive. That's why I said it was impressive. But for 48, not bad.
Did you see the cut in the lane? In the middle, made the layup? Over two guys?
I saw that. Well, what do you want me to say? You was impressive, dude. What you want me to say? You was excellent? Is that what you was fishing for?
No. You know, I'm 48, so, you know.
Yeah. You played pretty damn good for a 48-year-old young man. Okay? You played pretty damn good. I'll give you that.
Thank you. I bow to you, sir.
Take the compliment, and that's it. William, good Lord. everything good?
Yeah. And people, if you want to check that out, go to our Facebook group. It's called The Real in Sports Talk in the Paint.
That's right. It's one of the realest groups on social media. Thank you, by the way. We talk sports 24/7, 365 days a year, including leap year 366. So just check us out.
There you go.
All right. With that being said, let's get into this. Got a few things on the docket for Friday night's edition of In the Paint. Oh, by the way, I didn't announce the calling number. That's 347-426-3634. That's the calling number in case you care to join the live panel discussion here. We always welcome that. Also, like I said, forget the also part. I guess you already put that out there. a weird night tonight. We're going to go right in the lane of the NBA. Your boy, Kevin Durant, he admitted to second thoughts on his decision to leave the OKC Thunder and go to the Golden State Warriors, thus winning a title and a finals MVP. You know, we talked offline about this briefly. I said, why do you want to talk about this bum? You know, that's why I called him a bum. I'm still smarting after the decision to go to Golden State. And I wasn't happy. and I'm still not happy because I personally think, you know, I get it. He's a free agent. He has a right to go where he wants to go. However, within that, he took the easiest way out. He really did. He was a punk and a complete vagina for doing that. I'm sorry. That's just the way I feel. And I'll never change my mind on that. Huh?
Mangina-ism.
Yeah, mangina-ism. That, you know what I'm saying? I didn't like that at all. I didn't like that at all. My thing is this. He says he has second thoughts, regrets, days after signing with Golden State. What did you think was going to happen? And you knew what you was doing. So why would you, what, are you that weak of a person where your agent says, oh, you're going to do this? If your agent told you to jump off the Empire State Building, would you do that too?
The agent works for you.
Exactly. You're paying your employee. That's the agent. He works for you. And yet, you mean to tell me I'm to believe that he is telling you what to do and you're going for it? Like, you don't have any type of say in it? Is he serious with this? Is he serious with this? And then, no disrespect to any Golden State fans. I'm talking about one guy in particular who calls in from time to time. And, you know, on the group page, he had put down that, what do you call it? Oh, well, you guys call him soft and this and that. And my thing is this. This guy, he's the one that put it out there, did he not? Where did this come from? Did it come from
him?
If you put it out there for public consumption, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Not react? Come on. This goes to show you that this man is he's a punk, period.
Well,
he's a man child. He's a man child.
As Dom called him, he called him a mother, super mother's boy.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with a mother's boy, but he's a super mother's boy. That's even worse. You understand? A mother's boy, that's understandable. But a super mother's boy, this guy, he's just soft. He's soft. He's been soft. I can't respect this guy at all. You know what I'm saying?
Well, would you consider him a millennial, or is he a little bit older than a millennial? Slightly older than a millennial.
Just slightly older. Just slightly. By 2 years or so.
Right. Because he's, what, 28? My thing with him, you know why I posted it? And why I wanted to talk about it? Because, like you just said, dude, you said you call your agent and said, what did you let me do? No. You made that decision. You know, I don't want to compare him to LeBron, but I'm gonna have to bring LeBron into this conversation and bring a guy like Carmelo Anthony into the conversation. LeBron did his decision. He took his lumps. He takes his lumps all the time with the media, with social media, the reporters, guys in the league, and he handles it well. You know, for the most part. He's human, so some things might irk him, but he handles his situation. He knew what he did. He left Cleveland to go to Miami. Not entirely what Kevin Durant did. Kevin Durant goes and leaves and joins a team that won 73 games. Really, they don't need Kevin Durant, in my opinion. But, you know, talent is talent, and I don't blame Golden State's owners for taking him, and I'm not, you know, it was a soft move for me. You know, R, you still there?
Yeah, of course. I'm waiting for you to finish. I'm not going to jump in on you in the middle of your point, you know.
Right.
I do agree with you, but go ahead.
Right. So, you know, going in, and then now you're saying that you had second thought. No, I don't need to know that, man. Just do you.
Exactly.
You won the title. Isn't that what you're trying to do? And you won you won the finals MVP. I don't need to know that you had second thoughts and regrets and all this.
Oh.
I left OKC. Stop singing forget-me-nots, man. You did what
did. You know what?
Move on.
You know what? It just hit me. It just hit me like a ton of bricks, dude. I got it.
What?
What this is all about is, okay, and you know, I don't really think I'm wrong, but I'm just going to put it out there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This dude is getting, maybe he's getting some flack since winning that championship. He's got a lot of fans,
right.
Got a lot of fanboys, but perhaps he's taking a little bit of flack as well. You understand? For
right.
joining OKC
right.
and winning that
mm-hmm.
title and winning that finals MP. So now he's putting this out there like, oh, well, I didn't really want to do this. You know, a few days afterward, you know, maybe I wanted to stay in OKC. Why did you do this to my life? To try to gain some type of empathy from those haters. You see what I'm going with this?
I see. All it did was make me, you know, I respect him as a player. He's a phenomenal player. One of the best
I'll give
him that. NBA. One of the best in the NBA. But take a guy like Carmelo Anthony. He takes his share of mm-hmm. lumps here in New York.
Right.
A lot of the media don't like him. Fans don't
mm-hmm.
like him. And he doesn't say much. You know,
right.
he goes about his business. And he's very respectful to the media also.
Right.
Also in social media, he's also very respectful.
Yes, he is.
You know,
yes, he is.
I respect how he moves. Kevin,
mm-hmm.
you turning into Dwight Howard 2.0.
Oh.
You want to be liked by everybody.
Oh, oh.
Is that
That's
what we're
true.
Seeing?
I never thought about it. I never thought about it like that. I think so. I really believe so. That's what it sounds like to me.
Listen, everybody is not going to like you for who you are. And
right.
you can't please everybody. You have to please yourself first, Kevin Durant.
Right.
You see how that went with Dwight Howard. He wanted to be, you know, Dwight Howard was well-liked when he was in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And when it played out and how it played out on our show.
Right.
He slowly started to dislike Dwight Howard and
mm-hmm.
call him for his BS. Kevin Durant,
exactly.
I'm calling you for your BS, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You made your
I
move.
I can't believe. Yeah,
and in fact,
just deal with it.
Right. You made your move and you won a ring and you won MVP. Ain't got no MVP
right.
for you. Do you, sir?
Nah. He's trying to get that empathy, dog. He's trying to get that empathy. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? For as many people that love this dude and they swear by him as far as his skills on the court, you know what I'm saying? I respect his skills on the court. I just think he's soft as hell. You know, and that you know, the proof is in the pudding as seen by this weak ass move and a weak ass
mm-hmm.
move he did before that with joining Golden State. You understand?
Right.
You know, I just think that he receives a good share of hate that he's seeing that perhaps we're not even really hearing of. You understand? And this is why he put this out there, to try to gain empathy.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That's really my logic and my take on it. You know, but, you know, it just comes off weak. You know what I'm saying? You just confirm my whole, you know, softy cakes, ice cream pudding soft, you know, all the vernaculars you wish to use, you know what I'm saying, in regards to the way I view him, can be applied appropriately. You understand?
Right.
And this just confirms it all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm just like, my thing is, no matter how many championships you win with Golden State Warriors, to me, it could be a repeat, it could be a three-peat. They will all have the asterisk next to them, in my personal view. You understand? Because as you said eloquently, you said that team did not need a superstar like Kevin Durant. Okay, added. Okay,
right.
Didn't totally not. And again, I go back and say, yeah, I know he's a free agent. He has a right to go wherever he wants to go. But come on, there's rules and levels to this shit. Okay,
right.
There's
right.
rules
and teams have the right and teams have the right to sign as much talent as possible. I ain't mad at Golden State.
Well, I'm not mad at Golden State, but I'm just saying, I'm more mad at KD. Than
right.
the team. You
right.
understand? Because that was a weak, really soft vagina move done by him. You understand?
Yep.
Especially when it was your fault that you couldn't defeat Golden State a couple years ago in that conference final when you shot
right.
miserably and you failed your team in a function that you're supposed to perform on a high level.
Right. Had him down 3-1. 3-1.
Exactly.
And you lost,
and he failed. And then you go join that team the following, the you know, that upcoming off season. Get the fuck. I'm not going for that. You are softy cakes, and I see you calling with your hands up. We're going to bring you in shortly. Matter of fact, Mac, let me say one thing.
Let me say one more thing about Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And since he's a mama's boy, I'm going to keep it in the kids' lane, how kids do it. No backseas, man. You made your decision.
Exactly. There you go. Well said. Let me bring the caller in. Just bear with me for 1 second. The last four digits is 0044. Welcome to In the Paint. Please introduce yourself and where you're calling from.
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. What's up?
Yeah, this is Dominique, man.
What's up,
going on, my brother?
No, from calling from the Chi-Town. What's up, man?
That's it.
Hey, Kevin Durant, you know, he proved me right. He proved me right, you know.
Right.
That, you know, and people who's trying to, you know, marginalize me, saying that I was emotionally attached to these NBA players, and saying that I was emotional, and they can do what they want, and I have no problem with somebody doing what they want, but just because you can play basketball, and I see you doing some bitch ass shit, that don't mean I can't call you out on it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that's how everybody is. Like, well, he can play ball, so, you know, he can play ball. It's like, no, I told you all that dude was a bitch. That's what he is.
Yeah.
I told you all that. This man set up here, and, you know, like y'all said, they was down. They had Golden State down by 3. And this dude couldn't even close them out.
Nah.
Couldn't even close them out, man.
Not at all.
And then everybody blamed Russell Westbrook. I said, oh my God, here we go again. We're going to blame him again.
Exactly. I didn't blame him.
Not even, you know, he could have just at least tried one more time. Why would you go to a team that whooped you, man?
Because he's a... He's a vagina.
He's a vagina.
So, man.
Go to say, okay, he was going to be a real rivalry. And this freaking coward set up here and just left. And everybody, like, you have to be an extreme fanatic to overlook that. You know what I'm saying? You have to be a Golden State fan to overlook that, man. Because I just can't see myself getting beat up by somebody, and then the next day I want to hang out with them, and then we go beat up on somebody else.
Right.
It's like, come on, man. You know, this is how society is anyway, because it's like we say, well, they got money. And just because you got money, that don't mean you a man.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your pride at, man? Where's your dignity at, man? Your integrity? Where is it, dude? This dude don't got it.
Nah.
Nope. And my thing is when the way that article was written, he comes off disingenuous. He comes off like he was plotting to leave, and it just it's not real. Like, I like Kevin Durant the player, but the Kevin Durant the mindset in person, I'm looking at you like, man, you is. Like I said earlier, Dom, it's Dwight Howard 2.0. He's trying to please everybody, and you just can't.
Mm.
You just got to let the chips fall. You
blame the coach. How you blame your coach, man? And the coach is the reason why you all got to the finals. Look, they got to the finals because of him, and they was in their early 20s.
Right.
That ain't never happened, man.
Right. Let's go back to that Golden State series. He shot Brick Brothers style, 30-something percent with 30 turnovers. Yeah, you're going to lose. And Westbrook played badly, too. He shot 30% also and had 30 turnovers. Your two best guys shot horribly and turned the ball over. It's not all on Russ. Yep. It has to be equal,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
You know what? Let me throw something in there. See, here's the difference between the difference between both players. You know, you could try to blame Russ. Yeah, just like my man, the stats king of stats, Max611 just pointed out his numbers, and the same he did pointing out Kevin Durant's numbers. But here's the difference. One
mm-hmm.
of those two is the so-called gifted scorer. And let me tell you,
right.
it's not Russell. Russell is a better athlete. You understand?
Right.
He's more athletic.
Mm-hmm. And he plays
100%.
Exactly. He goes 100 miles
Durant,
an hour.
But, you know, like I said, Kevin Durant is a gifted scorer. He's the one that's supposed to be putting the ball in the hoop consistently more than Russell. So
right.
that's why the blame goes to Kevin Durant. You know, I break that down to a lot of cats, and cats will look at me like I got four fucking heads. And I'm like, what's so hard to understand? You know, this isn't new math. This is the same old math that we've been dealing with from you know, our days in kindergarten. Do you understand what I'm saying? So
right.
what are you talking
yeah.
about?
Right.
Yeah, I'm just glad that Kevin Durant made me look good.
Yeah.
That's what I, because, you know, I felt bad from it. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, everybody think he's not the coward that he is, and he got his ring and finals MVP.
Mm-hmm.
But, see, this is the thing. He got what he wanted, and this coward still cried on social media.
Exactly.
Come
exactly.
on, dude. You a little girl, man.
Exactly.
You a little girl.
Right. Also,
if I see a dude in public, I wouldn't even, like, walk up to him and shake his hand. I just walk past him. I'm not for acknowledging that you an NBA player. You're not even worth
right.
it. But you keep it pushing.
I
right.
would love to have him on the show. I would love to have him on the show. I probably
yeah, that was fine. He might hang up.
That's okay. I call
him
back.
If we had it in person, he would walk out.
We would have his number. I'm like, I'll call him back. You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a kill me. He's a real bitch, man. And just like I said before, everybody's like, you know, the usual detractors and defenders, you know, the keyboard warriors of social media and shit. I'm like, you just mad. You hating. I'm like, no, nigga. I'm not hating. I'm giving you facts. Okay? Realize the difference.
Right.
You know?
Right. Stance, as one of my brothers used to say, fall on your sword, soldier. You made your decision. It's no backseat.
Exactly.
Don't contemplate on it now after you got what you wanted. You got the money, you got the ring, and you got the MVP finals. Shut up. Roll with it.
It's burning his soul, man. That's why he lashed out.
And
somebody close to him said something to him. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Plus he was pissed publicly when Peyton Manning dissed him at the ESPYs. He ain't like that.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't like it. You saw it in his
mm-hmm.
face. He was
mm-hmm.
salty as hell.
Mm-hmm.
My
mm-hmm.
thing is, you did what you did. Now you just be gracious.
You gotta
with
deal
it.
With it.
Don't be disingenuous.
You gotta deal with it.
Be gracious with it. But
right.
your move wasn't gracious.
Exactly. See, any other grown man would have just said, you know what, I made my decision and that's it. I'm not going to look back. I'm not going to have any second thoughts. I'm not going to put it out there on social media and look like a little whiny little bitch. Okay?
Right.
You understand? Any grown man that's about their business would have just kept him pushing and that's it. Y'all hate me for that? All right, fuck it. Y'all just hate me. Whatever. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. That's it. End of story.
Right. I can't put it no plainer than, you know, everybody's not going to like your decisions because it's your decision.
Basically.
It's your life. And
mm-hmm.
Keep it moving. I wouldn't have said
and
nothing.
It, dude.
I'm telling you. Once you get what you want, what is there to complain about?
Mm-hmm.
You got what you wanted. But I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you, somebody close in this camp that was close to him, man, you know what? His uncle probably said something. Seriously. It could be his mama, his brother,
his wife.
Man, you get it, yo.
I don't know.
Hotel.
His wife probably told him, I don't know why you're looking at that. I don't know why you're looking at that MVP. I don't know why you're looking at that ring. That's Steph and Clay's ring.
So, wow. So now we see this, right? Now watch what we're about to see with Kyrie Irving. I'm calling it out already.
Oh,
watch what we're about
to
see. And on top of that, this is just my theory, because Boston went and got Gordon Hayward. I think they're trying to look for another Larry Bird, but it ain't going to happen.
No.
It ain't going to happen. Because I don't even understand, why would you go get Gordon Hayward? Why would you get him? Now, you got two scores, but I don't even see how that's going to work. Gordon
well,
is good, but no, I don't see how that ball.
Well, you got Kyrie Irving. You got Kyrie Irving who likes to dribble, and dribble some more till he finds his shot. He passes as a last resort. And he came off disingenuous, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, big time.
Who, Kyrie?
Yeah,
yeah.
His last statement.
Yeah, he came off, yeah.
All this cowardness just floating around in this atmosphere, you know, in the old zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they ask Kyrie questions, and he answers.
Yo.
But you the one that freaking called for this. So answer
yep.
the question.
Mm-hmm.
Man up.
Yep.
If you don't want to play with LeBron,
exactly.
We can respect that, but also we're going to call you a dummy. But we're going to respect the fact that you don't want to play with.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just... Carmelo Anthony is the realest dude in the NBA to me right now, because he just lets the dirt roll off his shoulders and he keeps it moving.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're doing him dirty right now.
Oh, big time. You already know. Big time. You already know. There's absolutely no question about that.
He ain't wearing the number 7 for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the real God stands true, shines in the light.
Man, I heard that. Mm-hmm. I definitely heard that. You know? Well, man, like I said, man, we gonna, it's like you said, it's like Don said, we're going to see, because the NBA is turning into a bunch of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's the movement of bitch-assness going on that we in the midst of with as far as NBA superstars. And, you know, I could tell you, I could be honest with you, Matt, and I'm not even too inclined to want to watch the NBA this year. Not protest them, but it's just full of shit. Everybody's trying to create these damn super fucking teams. It's ridiculous to me. You know what I'm saying? It's just it's sickening. You know? I'm more inclined not to even want to watch. You know, not that I'm mad or protesting, but I don't feel like watching that nonsense. What's the fucking use?
Right.
So it begins. It's more like a video game. You just watch the video
game.
Yep.
I want to see how his Minnesota thing going to work. You know what I'm saying? Because I told y'all what I'm doing. I'm in Minnesota.
Yeah. Once Tibbs get everybody on the same page and they mature, it's going to be... They gonna be a problem,
going down.
And
it's
I've been
down.
Saying that for a minute.
Mhm.
As well.
Mhm. It's going down. You hear me? Mhm. Hey, Mac. Do you mind if I move
yes,
on to move past the Andre Ward story?
Oh,
and get to the NFL.
Let me just briefly say, Andre Ward, probably pound for pound, the best boxer in boxing today, right now. He retires 34-0, 16 KOs as the light heavyweight champion. He's 33 years old. He said his body just can't take it. I respect that. And it's a challenge for him probably to train, to fight. And he gave us his last two fights with two gyms. So I salute I salute the Bay Area brother Andre Ward, and you know, moving on in his life, and hopefully whatever else endeavors, I salute him and support him in every way.
And can I just add another footnote to that?
What?
Before we move on. That right. That guy Kovalev, what's his first name?
Yeah.
He's a bitch. And I'm gonna tell you why he's a bitch. This motherfucker had the nerve to say that Ward was retiring because he's scared of him. I was like, here you go.
How's
with
he
your...
scared of you? He beat you twice.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Guy,
huh?
I'm like, what are you talking about? Wait, you're coming in kind of choppy, Dom.
Hold on one second, Dom. Let me see. Go ahead, Dom.
You hear me good? You're
coming. I'm still here, a little background.
Right.
You moving around?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Still not. Hear me.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be here for that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Kovalev is a real bitch for that, man. I was like, I said, this motherfucker just said that dumb shit. Fuck out of here. Nobody's scared of you. We whipped your ass twice. What are you talking about?
The first one was close, and the second one, it was worse. So if he fights you a third time, he already figured you out. So
yeah. Come on, man.
Maybe he knock you out the third time. And you're the bigger guy. He made
exactly.
You,
that's what's so sad.
He made you wilt in the breeze.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, with that being said, I want to ride in the lane of the NFL.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're going to get into this. Aaron Hernandez and his CTE being the worst, allegedly, for a player of his age.
Right.
You know, people are saying that because of that, that was responsible for his demise.
Mm-hmm.
Led him to commit suicide in prison, where he was convicted for murder. You know what, man? Let me just say this: I'm kind of at a point where, especially in regards to Hernandez, because there's a lawsuit by the family.
Right.
Okay. We'll be suing the. His former team, the Patriots, and offer the NFL for $20 million. Now, my thing is simply this. I understand about the brain injuries, of course, with CTE and concussions and all that stuff. But didn't this guy have behavioral issues before playing in the NFL, before going to college?
Yeah.
Was he not gang-related? Did he not know about that? There, I could be wrong here, but I'm going to take a risk here and guess that his lifestyle was fully active before he became a NCAA football player and a an NFL football player.
Right.
So,
I know. I was thinking about this before the show, and I thought, same thing. I'm like, wait a minute, he's rolling in the gang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He posting pictures, throwing up signs. He wearing red.
Exactly.
He letting you know who he is. And yes, CTE is nothing to make light of. And yes, he did suffer, as shown by you know, the analysis of his brain.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you know what? The doctors and the lawyers are together because they're trying to get that money, so they're trying to spin that. And listen, he knew the risk for playing football. They all do, and the NFL needs to be better in regards in helping these gentlemen.
Nah,
you know,
I disagree. I don't disagree. Let me just cut you off real quick. I don't disagree with you, but you know what? We're talking about tons and tons of money. They don't give a shit about the players.
Right.
How many cases
have
we
seen?
Ready
to say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't mean to do
keep
that.
Going.
I'm
keep going.
They don't give a shit about players and their health and their well being. They all they care about is putting your body out there, run, jump, catch, throw, kick, punt, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Tackle, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And,
right.
and make me the owner, a rich man. You understand? And have these fans come in here and support you and support my pockets by you know, them participating in the merchandising of all products, that being jerseys, footballs, hats,
mm-hmm.
all of that.
Right.
You understand? All of that.
Right.
They
that
don't
was,
care about anybody's well-being as far as
right.
the player goes.
Right. I was reading one of the articles, and the doctor was saying that the CTE mm-hmm. was causing him to be violent. I'm like, no, he's in a gang, so he's already
right.
predisposed to violence.
Exactly, and he's been violent, throwing up the gang
right.
signs and shit.
Right. Just
mm-hmm.
just like we see other guys who Sam Hurd was. Did CTE cause
mm-hmm.
him to sell coke?
Right.
Or is that just what he was trying to do, or what he was doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or mm-hmm. always doing outside of football. CTE
right.
caused Greg Hardy to beat his girlfriend and throw her on a bed of guns. Why he got guns?
Mm. Mm.
CTE caused you to buy guns? The spin has a stop. And yes, the CTE, remember they also said he was
mm-hmm.
he was gay. He was living a
right.
you know, alternative lifestyle. A lot,
mm-hmm.
just a lot of he had a lot of drama with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they were saying
really
that
did.
After his father died, when he was 16,
mm-hmm.
that's when he changed, and that's when he got, I guess, affiliated with the gang life.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, he made it. There's no need to be in a gang.
Right.
You got endorsement,
mm-hmm.
$40 million. They gave you a $40 million contract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to hear that his CTE was that bad, they say he had
right.
onset starting dementia. I'm like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, all the owners don't care because.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Hernandez is dispensable. They get another guy just like him.
Of course.
Especially that team.
Of course,
the Patriots,
you already know.
They seem to get, you know, he left. Yeah. They brought in
mm-hmm.
the guy from Buffalo, and then the next year they brought in Martellus Bennett.
Right.
So, you know, they move on. They be
mm-hmm.
doing the guru, ex-girl to the next girl, next player to the next player.
Right.
He's banged up and no good. Well, we got somebody younger and faster.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's a shame. You know, I'm gonna probably take this somewhere where you guys are gonna really think I'm fucking nuts. You understand? My thing is, you know, we've talked about, you know, NFL players, you know, with these concussion issues, CTE issues.
Right.
I just think, honestly, you know, with the youth, and I'm talking about from peewee up,
right.
It needs to stop. It needs to stop. It really seriously needs to stop. I think there's going to be a real, and I really believe this, as more of this discussion is going on, you understand, on you know, sports outlets, and just in news outlets, you know, in itself.
Mm-hmm.
I really seriously believe that we could be witnessing the end of the sport. It may sound crazy and ludicrous, but I really seriously believe that. Because these scientific reports can't be denied. It just
right.
can't be denied. And people have to be concerned about this. I mean, let's take a look. If we got guys that just got to the NFL a year or two ago, and then all of a sudden they decide to retire, shouldn't that be a little inkling about how serious this shit is?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And again, you guys can think I'm maybe crazy, whatever, but I really think that parents are taking a look at this, and they're going to have to make a decision. They're going to have to make a hard-line decision on whether
right.
they want their child to be safe, even at the expense of giving up possibly millions of dollars. Because, you know, once
mm-hmm.
the kid is paid, the parent is paid as well. You understand?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we have those parents that'll push only because of the wallet. And that's it. They don't give it. They're worse than the owners in some cases. They really are.
Yeah.
You know, they're horrible. We've seen them.
We've seen them all out there.
Yes, one. But I'm just saying, as it relates to football, dude, I'm just saying, you know, you
right.
guys might think I'm wrong or crazy, but I'm just saying, dude, something's got to change because, you know, you're risking these guys. And like I said, my thing is this. We do have guys that have legit injuries, legit
mm-hmm.
concussions, brain injuries, and we've seen them get violent, you know, cause bodily harm on themselves, killing themselves.
Right.
You understand? And when they look into the autopsy of these brains, it's because of CTE. That can't be denied, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It cannot be denied. That's just what it is.
There you go.
So something's got to change. Something has to change. Something has to seriously change, man. You know, somebody saw an article or something about, I didn't get a chance to click on and read it, but it was at work. But it was something about flag football replacing the NFL or something like that. You know?
Mm-hmm. Do you think people would want to see that? Hardcore.
You know what?
Ew.
Yeah, probably initially, no. I'm not going to lie to you. You know what I'm saying? But I can understand them trying to at least have an alternative where it's not so
right.
as much dangerous. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But something has to be done.
I don't know if I could watch flag football, bro.
Well, I mean, again, I'm not advocating that anybody does. But again, I do respect the fact that they're trying to at least do something about it. Maybe have an alternative. Yeah, it was a weak suggestion. I get it. But you know, there's got to be something done. That's just what it is. Because
right.
sport is violent. That's just what it is. It's
right.
it's very violent.
It's,
you understand?
It's a collision based sport.
Exactly.
And we don't even know some of these guys. Might have concussions and they don't know it after a game.
Exactly. We don't know. This is scary. This is some real scary shit. You know, it really is. You know, I think this is something that needs to be really, you know, really looked into and discussed and
right.
come up with some very viable solutions. It's not going to be easy because you don't want to lose the entertainment value, obviously. That's obvious.
Well, it's a billion, multiple billion dollar industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the players
and
are
I know
billionaire.
A lot. Right. And I know, and the fans are even worse because we're like, we're bloodthirsty. Yeah, kill them. Yeah. You know, we're bloodthirsty too. You know what I'm saying? This is kind of like the days of the Roman Empire. You know what I'm saying? Where you have gladiators, you know what I'm saying? And the fans are just like have bloodlust and stuff like that. We're similar. We're very similar.
Right. Right. When,
you know,
when Joe Theismann got popped, at first I was like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
oh, damn,
mm-hmm.
his knee is
See?
Fucked up.
We've seen Dennis, I saw the hit on Patriot Daryl Stingley by Jack Tatum
right.
of the Oakland Raiders, paralyzing him.
Right. And
you know?
Tatum never apologized to that man.
No. Exactly.
He said it was a legal hit.
Right.
And we know,
you know, you
we
paralyzed
know
a man for life.
Right. And we know the assassin was trying to hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he was called the assassin.
But see, as you laugh, there's something wrong with that.
That's true.
There's something wrong with that. I'm just saying, you know, not to put you on blast or whatever, no offense.
No.
But I'm just saying, but there's just something wrong with that.
Right.
You know,
right.
you know, you guys might be able to call it. You calling me a bleeding liberal or whatever. I don't really care.
No, I
you know,
remember.
I'm just gonna give my,
I remember when Kenny Anderson was Monday Night Football, the Bengals quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The guy ran by. I guess he was trying to grab his jersey or whatever, but he grabbed his helmet. He grabbed the face mask. And the offensive lineman is pulling him, and he's pulling on the mask, and Ken Anderson neck did the exorcist.
Yeah.
I thought he would. I was like, oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
See? Exactly.
And he got up, but he was he couldn't move. He was sitting on the sidelines just looking straight ahead in pain. I was like, yo, take him to the locker room. Why I got to look at him? He can't move his neck.
Yo, dude, the sad thing about this whole violence, CTE, concussions, it's going to take something that's going to happen on the field.
Right.
And I'm talking about in the spotlight, the spotlight of the NFL.
Right.
It's going to take a death before somebody's going to get a fucking grip.
Right.
That's what it's going to take.
Right. I want to know.
It's
going to
take one helmet-to-helmet hit. That's what, it's going to take a and it's going to happen. I don't know when, but it's going to actually happen.
And I hope I don't have to see it in my lifetime, you know, because that would
well,
be messed up. But I feel you on that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if they are any of the doctors, especially the doctor who discovered CTE.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to know if they are doing tests to find a way where they can spot it, help prevent it, treat it in some way, or reverse it, you know. And I know they say they can't, but, you know, that's just how I feel. And I might sound ignorant or whatever, but that's a question I would ask.
Right. Right. Hey, listen, man. There's no such thing as a stupid question, so whatever. You know what I mean?
Right. Because I'm not a doctor.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Well, like I said, man, we're gonna definitely keep monitoring this and talking about this particular issue, as it's very important. I dare say I throw this out there for parents of their little children just starting out wanting to play football and stuff like that. Think long and hard about it. Look what's happening. You know what I'm saying? To the players in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? And look what's happening to high school kids and college kids. Just take a look and really be sure if you want to put your son through that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I could tell you. I just throw that out there. You know, because it's very scary. It's very scary.
Well said,
you know?
And it needed to be said. So I appreciate you for that, R.
No doubt, but I appreciate that. And not calling me a crazy idiot or whatever.
No, I would never do that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's move on to this last topic. The NFL, the owners, the GMs, coaches, and some players fake patriotism.
Right.
Dom, I'm glad you're on the line, and I want to thank you for putting that story out there for us.
Yeah, bro.
Because I was, I got to give you ultimate props because I was so unaware of this. I was so unaware of this. When I listened to this, man, at first I was like, okay, you know I don't like that guy. That's one. You know,
we got the audio, bro.
Okay, good. I hate when people tag me, especially with this fool. And I was like, okay. I'm like, but I said, Dominic, I know this has got to be something.
Right. You know what? Just might as well mention his name anyway. Stephen A. Smith. Sometimes I at this point, I am not feeling him, but.
Right.
When there are times when he decides to be real and be a real journalism, I can appreciate him. You know, I used to like reading his when he was living in Philly and he worked for their and he was a writer. I liked his stuff. And then when he first got on the airwaves publicly on radio and TV, I liked him. And then he went too far with the shuck and jive. Now I know we gotta, even with us, we gotta make it entertaining and lively.
Mm-hmm.
But he's doing too much, bro.
Right.
But that clip, he was very real. I'm surprised he got away with saying that on the air, as ESPN is also partners with the NFL.
Right.
Right.
Well,
you want me to play the clip?
Yeah. Let it rock,
okay,
man.
Here we go. Stephen A. Smith on the NFL and the national anthem.
Anyone who wants to stand for the national anthem, including I stand for the national anthem, because you want to focus on what's great about the country. I don't think Kaepernick does either. I don't think he has a problem with those who are saying, I'm standing because I'm focusing on what's great about America. I'm patriotic in that way. Not about nationalism, it's about patriotism. Why is it that the other camp is so offended by those who choose to focus on what still needs to be improved rather than what's been done already and what's good?
Because,
why is that
because,
camp so angry?
Because it makes them uncomfortable. Last point. One of my boys sent me this morning. I had Dave Zabino double check this for me because I want to double check these facts, make sure we was on point. Let me read something to y'all real quick. It wasn't until 2009 that until 2009, no NFL players stood for the national anthem because players actually stayed in the locker room as the anthem played. The players were moved to the field during the national anthem because it was seen as a marketing strategy to make the athletes look more patriotic. The United States Department of Defense paid the National Football League $5.4 million between 2011 and 2014, and the National Guard $6.7 million between 2013 and 2015 to stage on-field patriotic ceremonies as part of military recruitment budget line items.
And that's
this is
why,
stuff that has been printed.
And there is that.
And there's
that.
There,
that's
there,
why,
that.
That's why Senator
what you
McCain
was talking about.
Co-signed a statement saying, I mean, they looked into it and said this is paid patriotism.
This is paid patriotism.
Marinate on that for a second as we go back to football.
Paid patriotism.
Paid patriotism.
Very interesting. Thank you for bringing that up.
Paid patriotism.
Paid patriotism.
How about that? How about that? I was so I got to be honest. I never realized that, gentlemen. I never really realized it. You understand? And I agree with you, Mac, that he was on point with it. Well, actually, he wasn't on point with it. His boy was on point. And he sent it to Mr. Stephen A. Fetcher.
Right.
Okay, so he was just the messenger, to be honest, but the real source was his boy. So I'll give the boy props. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He just had that coon say it live on first take. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So let's be real about that one.
But
still, I never realized that. And when I first heard it from Fetch It, I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? I was like, wow, that's something. That's mind-blowing. Because now, how do you feel about Colin Kaepernick? Why is he getting such a hard time?
Right.
You understand? The league-wide, before 2009, players were in the locker room sitting, taking a shit, sitting at their stall, whatever. You understand what I'm saying? During the playing of the national anthem. So where was all that patriotism a mere 7-8 years ago? Excuse me, maybe more than that. 8-9 years ago. Where was it then?
Right. Let's
it makes me scratch
real.
My head.
Let's call the NFL owners, Roger Goodell, the GMs and coaches, and some of the players who have been, you know, and also those anonymous GMs, anonymous coaches, and anonymous owners who try to detract and say negative things about Colin Kaepernick. Y'all full of shit. Y'all just want to get paid, and y'all got paid. And I'm gonna when I go on Twitter now, and these dudes want to get at Colin Kaepernick and anybody, y'all getting that link. And y'all get inflamed.
Oh, yeah.
Because all of y'all is full of shit. And let's keep it real. You don't want to admit that the police are barbaric. They're out of control, especially against us, against men of color, especially black men.
All day. Yep.
And you don't want to admit that America is supposed to be the greatest place in the world to live. It ain't great to me. Sit in my shoes for a day. It's not great. Today, in fact, I just got to go off track for a second.
Okay.
And it's not really going off track. I had on a suit today, and I'm walking. You know, I had to traverse the city and get on the train, and one lady looked at me like, "How dare you have a suit on?" And then she clutched her bag, and I'm like, "Really? I got on a suit. I'm handling some business. You are the. If I wanted you, I would have. If I wanted to do that, I would have got you." And then, just all day, I was noticing how people react to me in a suit, because I don't wear a suit to work every day. I dress business casual. But come on, America has been horrible to us over 400-500 years. And you don't want to. You keep telling us when we bring up things, and it's cumulative of what's happened and traversed over the 500 years that we, as black people who were born here in America, our ancestors, it was horrible for them. It's not great for us right now. It's just done in a different way, and y'all don't want us to talk about the past, because your past is horrific. You want us to always talk about the good. What about the bad? Let's keep it balanced. Also,
they're not gonna do that.
And I understand where we are and who we dealing with and why the country is the way it is, and race will always be a problem until things are righted. All we want is respect. That's all we want.
Yep. Well, they're not going to give us that.
I know.
They're not going to give us that. They're not going to give us that. You know, if you had talked about you and your dress, you understand? Mm-hmm. Not a little dress, but you, the way you dressed today and stuff. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You might as well have been wearing ripped up clothes and being dirty, because you looked at the same way. You looked upon the same way. It doesn't matter. Once they see that skin, that's all they think about. You know, and they're like a bunch of fucking, you know, not even progressive minded, because they can't even get past that.
Right.
You understand? You don't know the context. Content of my character, all you do is look at the skin color and you go with your ill preconceived notions and what you've heard and what you've seen that's been promoted on mainstream media, and that's all you go by, because you don't see any positive images of us for the most part. You see the negative images, and that's what you rock with.
Right.
You understand? In your day-to-day dealings with us, that's what you fucking rock with. And it's bullshit.
Also,
you understand?
It's
straight up BS.
Yep. Also, I want to add that with this information, Kaepernick needs to go to the union and address the owners and coaches and GMs and those against him. Yo, y'all don't care about this flag, but I can't play because I kneeled while you know, peacefully. While y'all sang that bullshit racist song. Yes, I said the anthem is bullshit and racist, because it is. Y'all took
That's
out
what
the
it
other
is.
Stands
That's what it is.
To try
exactly.
and try and cover
it.
Up.
Yeah.
What?
Cover up the truth? Right.
Something they're good at. If I was in his camp, I would seriously tell him he needs to address that. And I'm looking at these bums playing. Well, not looking, because I'm not watching. And for the ratings for the third week. Thursday night's game is down 15%.
Great.
The Sunday game is down 17%.
Great.
CBS got hit
Great.
The hardest. On a whole, between the advertisers, the NFL, and some, and you know, the networks, everybody around it, they've lost $200 million thus far.
Fantastic. I love it. Love it. Love it.
I rest my case as king of the stats and facts. To those cats that were saying we don't need to protest and not watch football because it's not going to matter, I'm looking at you saying you really don't know what you're talking about, man. And you're scared.
Got that right.
I understand. Yep. You don't want to ruffle any feathers. It's cool, but go ahead. Still watch football. It's all good. I respect your move, but you're soft in my eyes.
There you
because
go.
Because this,
you
this
know
was
what
the easy. Let me just say this. This was the easiest protest for us to do. Just turn off the TV or turn to another channel.
That's it.
And nobody has to know. You don't have to mention. You don't have to broadcast it to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
I have.
Yep. Let me tell you something, man. I want to point out as far as, and you just said it briefly, tomorrow, I know I'm going to be busy on Twitter and on, you know, definitely on Twitter because I'm going to ruffle some feathers because I have some things to get off my chest about this football deal with this, you know, this paid patriotism. And I know on Twitter I'll be very busy in promoting that. Because I'm gonna say, well, you know me, I'm reckless, okay, and I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I just told facts and that's it. You know, if you want to deny it and they get caught up, you know, they get all caught up in their feelings. You know, we got to deal with males that wear fucking wet thongs and g strings. You know, because they have it all in a bunch up their ass. You understand? So my mission tomorrow, Don. Thanks for that clip. I want to thank you for that. Because that will be posted all over social media tomorrow and
right.
every damn day, as far as I'm concerned. Because so you know what I mean. I appreciate that. So I'm definitely gonna be blessed.
Also,
that.
Too, I kind of feel bad from watching it and keep it real.
Okay.
And the only reason why I was really watching it is because I was dead, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Monday, Thursday. Yeah, I don't watch. Sunday is probably like one game, and then I'm doing something else. But
listen,
yeah,
brother, man. I don't hold anybody accountable, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like at this point, I've seen that clip. It's like Noah F. Y'all. Straight up, man.
Well, it was truly a blessing. I'm going to tell you that right now because I had no idea about that until I saw it.
That is pathetic.
You know what I mean? It really is.
You know, why don't you fake that, man? There's no need to fake it. And on top of that, I found out, too, the NFL charged people to perform at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that some shit?
Also, y'all know the NFL is listed as a non-profit organization.
Oh my god. The fuck out of here. Word up.
Non-profit organization, but y'all bring in billions of dollars.
Basically, fuck out of here. And shout out to Jay-Z for turning down doing the Super Bowl halftime show. Props him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. He's showing I'm liking the moves Jay-Z is making. I'm kind of looking at him a little side-eye-ish still, but that's another story for, you know, another time. But that was right and exact what he did. I commend him.
Exactly.
On that.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
no
y'all,
question.
Y'all need a black face? Not this black face. You better go get Kid from Kid and Play.
Yeah,
Jason Shitlock.
Mm-hmm. Fucking punk ass.
It was nice talking to you all.
Hey, brother. Yeah. I'm
no
gonna break out my dance song. But it was good being with you guys. Dom, thanks again for chiming in, your input, insight, all that good stuff. Appreciate you. Of course, Max 611 are always, you know the deal. You know what I mean? So we always good, brother. So you know, in the paint, you know, like I said, the call number is 347-426-3634. We will probably be back. What's Monday? Yeah, Monday night,
yep,
at 9:30 p.m. Like I said, my name is Rodney Jones. Max is Slim. We're going to say peace and good night, and I'm going to wish you blessings this weekend. Enjoy, and be safe out there.
Right. And to take us out, you know what? I got to play that Stephen A. clip one more time. That's going to take us out tonight. I'm going to give him his props. I might even tweet to him, you know, good. He get a golf clap.
I'm not tweeting that nigga. Fuck him.
Fake. What's the term you used? Or what's the term? Paid patriotism.
Anyone who wants to stand for the national anthem, including I stand for the national anthem, because you want to focus on what's great about the country. I don't think Kaepernick does either. I don't think he has a problem with those who are saying, I'm standing because I'm focusing on what's great about America. I'm patriotic in that way. Not about nationalism. It's about patriotism. Why is it that the other camp is so offended by those who choose to focus on what still needs to be improved rather than what's been done already and what's good?
Why is that
camp so angry?
Because it makes them uncomfortable. Last point. One of my boys sent me this morning. I had Dave Zabino double check this for me because I want to double check these facts and make sure we was on point. Let me read something to y'all real quick. It wasn't until 2009 no NFL player stood for the national anthem because players actually stayed in the locker room as the anthem played. The players were moved to the field during the national anthem because it was seen as a marketing strategy to make the athletes look more patriotic. The United States Department of Defense paid the National Football League $5.4 million.
I've been talking about
$5.4 million between 2011 and 2014, and the National Guard $6.7 million between 2013 and 2015 to stage on-field patriotic ceremonies as part of military recruitment budget line items.
And that's
this is
why
stuff that has been printed.
And there's
this is
that.
Stuff. And then
that's
there's
why
that.
That's why Senator
what you
McCain
about.
Co-signed the statement saying, I mean, they looked into it and said this is paid patriotism.
This is paid patriotism.
Marinate on that for a second,
right.
as we go back to football.
Paid patriotism.
Paid patriotism.
Very interesting. Thank you for bringing that up.
Peace, y'all. This is In the Paint, Realist Show in Sports. Calling numbers 347-426-3634. Monday night, 9:30 p.m. Tuesday night, 9 p.m. And Fridays, 9:30 p.m. Peace.